AGWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper joins me after falling 61-51 here against West Hancock in the 1A District 14 preliminary round. And coach, you know, both teams certainly looked like they were playing hard out there, but unfortunately not quite enough for you guys tonight. What was kind of your take on this one?
Yeah, you know, we kind of fell behind early. They hit some shots early that dug us in that hole. You know, we don't like to go into our man very often. We had to switch to that. We didn't rebound very well tonight. The offensive boards really kind of killed us. And, you know, but we still had chances. You know, we had chances, and they hit some big shots down the right there in the third or in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes to go. You know, I think they made back-to-back threes, two straight possessions. And again, just not getting a loose ball here and there. But, you know, we continued to fight. You know, and you know, Bo had a really, really good night. Blake was still battling out there, and you know, even though he struggled shooting it, you know, he managed to still fight through. And you know, it's hard. It's one of those games where you know a lot of people ask me what I thought about you know that this game would be a win. You know, based off record, but you know, I kind of told him you know, it that record doesn't matter. You know, especially in the playoffs. And you know, we went down to South Hardin earlier this year with two wins, and I'm sure people thought the same thing, and we came out a win. So, you know, I proud of the way we fought, but yeah, just dug a hole too early and just didn't manage to get ourselves all the way out of it.
Yeah, and when it comes to kind of scouting these guys, you know, Albertson had 19 for him, Cooper McLaughlin with 10. So I guess what did you kind of learn about maybe that could have been expected to an extent. I know Albertson maybe had twice his average, but what was kind of the scouting report for these guys coming in and things that you kind of knew you had to accomplish in order to be successful in this one?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard to scout a team you don't see, you know, very often. You know, I've watched a ton of film, you know, probably 7, 8, 9 games on them, and just you know, and until you see him in person, you really can't tell athleticism on a tape. And you know, so we had to see what we were going to get. You know, we knew who was going to score it for him. They did a nice job. They moved the basketball. They knocked down shots. And so yeah, I mean, our scouting report. I liked our scouting report. I thought we had a good opportunity. You know, to come out and get a win. But credit to them. You know, they found our weaknesses and they exploited us in it.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned it, but Bo Starr finishes with, I believe, 24 points here in this one. A lot of those coming at the free throw line as well. And, you know, in his last game there, he, you know, takes one for the team right there at the end, fouls out, you know, when you guys really needed fouls in that situation. You know, I know he was only in your program for, like, what was it, 3 years or something like that, but certainly a very impactful player throughout his career.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's only been 3 years. He really only played 2.5. You know, he had to sit the first half of his sophomore year. But Bo has grown, you know, as a basketball player, you know, but he's grown more as an individual. You know, he's become way more of a leader than when he came in. You know, he wants the ball in his hands. I don't know that there's a player in the NICL, you know, that has the ball in their hands probably more than Bo has to have it for us to be successful. But you know, the thing I'm most proud of Bo is, like I said, the way he's grown just as an individual. You know, honestly, that was one of the toughest goodbyes I've said to a senior, you know, just because of his growth off the court and on the court as a person, because, you know, me and Bo talk a lot. We spend a lot of time, you know, just talking about things, not just basketball, you know, life in general. You know, and I tell everybody on this team, you know, they're an extension of my family. I see these guys way more than my four kids at home. And so, you know, it's hard. It's always hard to see the seniors go, but I'm glad Bo went out with 24. You know, he had 20 at the half. They did a good job coming out in the box and one to stop him in the second half, and that kind of hurt us for early. You know, we couldn't find shots and we weren't making shots, but yeah, you know, credit to all of our seniors. Our seniors have shown up every day. You know, it's a great group. We've got six seniors that show up every day. They compete every day, and have been a part of the program for 4 years. And that's awesome, you know, to get a group like that finishes it out, you know, together. And you know, and it hurts to lose on your home floor, but at least they got to go out on their home floor and get to play here one more time.
You bet. We can talk more about the other seniors here during a full season recap, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here about this one tonight?
No, you know, I like I said, I'm just proud of our guys' effort. I'm proud of our guys' effort all season. You know, I want to thank the Cougar fans for always coming out supporting us, you know, whether it's on the road, at home. And then a big shout out to my wife and four kids at home. I miss those guys like crazy when I'm on the road, but you know, without my wife taking care of the home, I don't get to do what I do and be around these guys. So big shout out to them. And you know, and I thank you guys for covering us all the time. You know, we really appreciate it, and you know, go Cougars.